Autism campaigners are attending a hastily arranged meeting this lunchtime with the Minister for Special Education, Josepha Madigan, over school places for dozens of children with special educational needs. The minister wants to open temporary special education centres across Dublin to cater for up to 80 children this September because places can't be found for them in mainstream schools. In a statement, she said she still intends to issue what are called Section 37A notices to require schools to provide special educational places where necessary. In a moment, we'll get the latest from our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. But first, we've been speaking to Adam Harris, chief executive of the autism charity As I Am, who's attending that meeting with Josepha Madigan. What does he make of the minister's plan?
To be honest, our response in hearing this news last night has been one of shock and dismay. You know, over the last 20 years in Ireland, we've been trying to work towards a model where every child who is able to learn in mainstream is included within a mainstream setting, including in a special class where that bit might be required. We know year on year there has been a failure to appropriately plan for the provision of these places, and that has caused an ongoing crisis for hundreds of families across the country, particularly in the Dublin region. But we think last night's announcement is incredibly regressive, because what you're basically looking at is a scenario where children who want to be educated in their locality alongside their peers would instead be bused to segregated settings away from their community without the opportunity to be included and integrated. This totally flies in the face of Ireland's obligations under the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And it also arguably does not meet the test for an appropriate, suitable education that is provided for within the Constitution. We think, unfortunately, this could have been avoided. What we've seen throughout the last number of weeks and indeed months is right across the board on this issue, poor communication. Poor communication with families, poor communication with schools, and very, very inconsistent messaging from government and from the NCSE on this issue. What we really welcome now is the fact that we'll have an opportunity to meet with the minister and to meet with officials today, and we'll be putting across firmly that we have no confidence in this proposal, that we think it's a serious children's rights issue, and we have a whole range of questions. Including for the fact, I suppose, that we have to recognise in Ireland that this is being presented as an emergency, but we always knew these children were going to need school places, and too often a lack of planning in Ireland is in the first instance pitched as an emergency, but then the emergency measures become permanent. We cannot allow Ireland to go down the route of across the country opening up segregated settings at a time when we're supposed to be promoting inclusion.
Yeah, the minister says in a statement today that she is committed, remains committed to the Section 37A process, but that any move in this direction, and again, she says it's something that's at a very early stage and discussions, as you've said, will take place, is a temporary measure. It's better, she seems to be arguing, than simply no places for these children come the autumn.
So I think first and foremost, I think what's important to say is there's been a very significant change in tone by the department overnight, and I welcome that because I think it's coming in response from the level of dismay that's coming from autistic people and our families. The reality is the Section 37A process has existed since 2018. It could have been triggered at any stage this year, and it's deeply regrettable that it's been left to such a late stage in the day. That said, I do not believe that we've run out of options. There is many opportunities to engage with schools on the ground over the coming weeks to try and set up places. We've seen in the past when family stories have been featured publicly how quickly the department is suddenly able to find solutions. I think that's the sort of joint up thinking we need to see on the ground. But I do think you're right, Brian. What we have to ask is, how did we get here? We're here every summer. What we need to ask ourselves is, how do we prevent ourselves from being here next year? We still don't have a centralised database to track children who don't have appropriate school places, and we still have a very high level of dissatisfaction among families and a low level of confidence and trust among families in the NCSE and the Department of Education. I think we need to make sure that we find the appropriate school places for children this year, as per their right. But first and foremost, I think we also need to work together to ensure that this never is allowed to happen again.
Adam Harris of As I Am. The issue has also been raised in the Doyle this lunchtime. At Leaders' Questions, Labour TD Duncan Smith asked Tánaiste Leo Varadkar to explain the government's proposal.
There is going to be a meeting today, as you mentioned, may well even be underway, in terms of providing special classes in mainstream schools. But that is the policy. And where that can't be achieved, home tuition is and remains an option. And the minister has indicated her willingness to use Section 38A or Section 37A where necessary to require schools to establish new special classes.
But what she said last week wasn't that it was a willingness to use it, it was a new policy direction. that this was going to be the policy direction of the government. I mean, this is a nationwide crisis. And what has been announced last night, and I still don't have the answer as to whether these are going to be prefabs, will there be pathways to mainstream schools, how these are actually going to function, what they're going to look like, what distance are these children going to have to travel, that this still seems like one of the most brainless, out-of-touch policy responses to a real crisis that has existed in our country for many, many years.
Duncan Smith of Labour, and before that, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. We're joined here in studio by our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Emma, it's long been policy that children with special educational needs are mainstream. They're in mainstream schools, they have special classes available to them, but they're in those schools and places should be available for them in those schools. What's happening?
Well, that's the policy, Brian. For very many children, it's not happening on the ground. And the background to this proposal we've heard about overnight and today is that really acute shortage of those kinds of suitable places for children with autism and children with similar other types of intellectual disabilities. There are, as I am, is calling it a crisis. You heard Duncan Smith, they're also calling it a crisis. It seems particularly marked for next September. It is at second level. It's very strong demand there, also at primary level. It's difficult to quantify how many children we're talking about, but as I am reckons, we're talking about at least several hundred children. And of course, Brian, as former speakers there have alluded to, we knew that this was going to happen. These children have been in the system. They've been, you know, diagnosed as small children, if it's in the case of primary schools, or they have been gone through the primary system and now they're looking to second level. So it's not as if the state doesn't know that these children are coming up through the system and require school places. And that's something that is really frustrating advocates for children with autism.
So what then is known about this plan that the minister that the minister has floated?
Yes, well, to address this crisis in a shortage of places, this details emerged last night of this plan to establish 5 centres across Dublin. Each centre would have 4 classes. They would be run by the education and training boards, and this was to be regarded as a template for other parts of the country too. The minister for Special Education, Josepha Madigan, took to Twitter last night to defend the idea. She said it was a supplementary measure. It wasn't a medium or a long-term alternative, but it was a proposal that was going forward. Now, you had immediate response from groups such as AAM, as I am, outrage, really. Inclusion Ireland, in a statement today, saying that we all know what happens with short-term segregated solutions. They quickly become the accepted norm. Great upset among parents as well. Also, Inclusion Ireland asking one of many questions people have: if parents refuse a place in what they're calling a segregated temporary centre, what happens to that child then? So lots of questions, lots of outrage. And in that context, you have what you called this hastily arranged meeting this lunchtime. I'm told in a message I just got there on my phone that meeting has just concluded. But the tone of the statement issued this morning, much more chastened, saying that this was a proposal.
From the minister,
A statement from the minister, saying it was a proposal. And she was now meeting the stakeholders to discuss how this proposal might work. So, as I say, after all this response, a much more chastened statement coming out from Minister of State Josepha Madigan.
Right. More no doubt from you in the course of the day, but for the moment, Emma, thank you for that.